It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us. And as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio to share with you what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us in buying salvation through the shedding of His precious blood as the gift of the Heavenly Father. We are going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter number 7 today. That's Hebrews chapter 7. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Pastor Brad Williams family from Wayside Baptist Church in Hillsboro, North Carolina. The first song that they're going to sing for us is titled, Because of the Blood.
He's scared of dying, but with morning's light, he finds he's all right. Because of the blood placed over the door, my sin debt is paid, I'm not afraid anymore. The Lamb has been slain. Sun.
Salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ is the only way that we can receive what the Lord has for us. Listen to what Peter says in 1 Peter 1:19, as Peter writes under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, starting with verse number 18, "For as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." It has always been God's plan for Jesus to be the salvation for mankind. No longer do we need to have the blood of bulls and of goats. No longer do we have to have those sacrifices that just cover sins for a year. But now we have the Lamb of God. And this way of salvation is the only way that God had planned. He had foreordained that Jesus would be the only way of salvation. It is not Jesus plus anything else. It is only through the Lord Jesus Christ that we have salvation, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. My faith is in what Jesus Christ did for me. My faith is in God, and my hope is in the promises that he's made because of his death, burial, and resurrection, the gospel. Now, my friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you would like to have someone share with you how you can receive this gift of salvation that Jesus Christ bought for you, please call me. I would love to have the opportunity to share with you what Christ has done so that you can have everlasting life. My phone number is 919-563-6753. Please call me and join us today at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services start with Sunday school this morning at 9:45. Our morning worship service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please join us in all of these services. And unless you're providentially hindered, don't wait till Wednesday night to be here with us. Be with us this morning in Sunday school at 9:45 at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We also have a website that you can go to. Type in www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word, and Mebane is spelled MEBANE, Mebane Tabernacle Baptist Church.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you will also find written material that will share with you the wonderful salvation that Christ has bought for you and how you can receive it, and also share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will pull up all of the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and will also give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 7. Let's listen to another song by the Pastor Brad Williams family from Wayside Baptist Church in Hillsboro, North Carolina. The name of this second song that they're going to sing for us is titled, "He Is Mine." When we speak of the Lord being your personal Savior, this is exactly what we're talking about. He is mine when I accepted Christ as Savior. Let me give you the description of Jesus that's given to us in God's Word. First, I'd like to share with you John 10:14, where Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known of mine." Jesus is the good shepherd. But not only is he the good shepherd, which declares his desire for us, it says in John 10:16, "And other sheep I have, which are not in this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Jesus is not only the good shepherd who has our needs at his heart to be the good shepherd, but he is also the singular, the one shepherd. There is no other shepherd. One fold, that's salvation. One shepherd, that's Jesus Christ. We find further in Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 20, that the writer of Hebrews says, "Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant." He is not only the good shepherd because of his desire to help the sheep. He is not only the one shepherd, and besides him there is no other. He is the great shepherd because he has the power to bring salvation to us. Being just good is not enough. Jesus is the great shepherd because he has the power to buy salvation for us through his own death, burial, and resurrection. And also 1 Peter 5:4, where Peter says, "And when the chief shepherd shall appear, he shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away." Not only is Jesus the good shepherd, wanting the best for his sheep, not only is he the only shepherd, the one shepherd, and besides him there is no other. He is also the great shepherd with power, and he is the chief shepherd with authority. He is the shepherd that we go to so that we can have everlasting life. But I want to share with you one more thing that's found in Psalm 23. Jesus is the good shepherd. Jesus is the one shepherd. Jesus is the great shepherd. Jesus is the chief shepherd. But in Psalm 23, David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. His salvation is personal. He is my Savior when I ask Him to save me. But He places me into His fold, so the Lord becomes my shepherd. One thing is evident in Psalm 23. In order for Jesus to be your shepherd, you must first be His sheep. You must accept Him as Savior so He can place you into the fold. Without Jesus being your Savior, He cannot be your shepherd. But if you have received Him as Savior, He has placed you into the fold. You are His sheep. Let me quote to you Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. That faith that brings us into the family of God also helps us in living for the Lord after salvation. Listen to this last song by the Pastor Brad Williams family from Wayside Baptist Church in Hillsborough, North Carolina. The name of this last song that they're going to be singing for us is titled, When Faith Steps In.
Bread in this world down here, and you
Romans 1:17, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." We receive Christ by faith, and then, according to Romans 1:17 and according to Galatians 3:11, the just shall live by faith. Here's what Solomon said about faith in Proverbs 3:5-6. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." How do you trust in the Lord? You have faith in his word. You read God's word, and you believe God's word, and then be obedient to God's word. In Hebrews chapter number 7, we spent most of the chapter talking about Jesus, a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Jesus stepped on the scene so that he might die in our place on an old rugged cross, minister to man, and then step off the scene again when he went back up into heaven to be at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus, the superior priest, verse number 22 says, "By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament." This better testament would be because of Christ's perfect sacrifice that was offered by Christ, the perfect high priest. Verse number 23 says, "And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood." All of the priests, including Aaron and those that followed Aaron, were men who would die and would never be able to serve again. But because Jesus died as sacrifice and rose never to die again, he became a priest forever. Our great high priest, once we accept Christ as our Savior, is better than the priesthood of Aaron, because death did not conquer the Lord Jesus Christ. He conquered death and is alive evermore to be our everlasting high priest. Verse number 25 says, "Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them." There have been many preachers that have said, trust in Christ, ask him to be your Savior, who saves from the guttermost to the uttermost. You cannot be too deep in sin that Jesus would refuse to save you. He will save you. He has not lost one person that is called on his name to be their Savior. Not one person is lost, because he saves to the uttermost. Now, my friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, this should be a help to you to serve the Lord with gladness, to serve him because you are saved to the uttermost. My friend, if you have never asked Jesus to be your Savior, why would you wait to receive this wonderful gift that God has offered to you, a gift that cannot be purchased by your works, a gift that cannot be purchased by your church membership, a salvation that cannot be purchased by your baptism? But if you will confess that you're a sinner, repent of your sins, and call upon the name of the Lord for salvation, he has promised to save you. And my friend, if I can help you, please call me and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time."